if I had a team right now to take in the National League, I'm taking the San Diego Padres with the
bingo
position they made. They're unbelievable. Talk about you. All right, you talk to it a little bit. Talk to the NL West.
Just the moves they made in the bullpen. Look, the postseason, this is not baseball 20 years ago, 15 years ago. This is about postseason. This is about bullpen. When you get to the pen past the fifth inning, who has the best pen? That's who wins the World Series. And we watched what Bruce Bochy was able to do last year with the Rangers. He penciled that bullpen together. He pieced it together, I should say. And they won. And if you look at what's going on in San Diego, the moves that Preller made and what they're working with right now out there in San Diego gives them a chance. Manny Machado's back healthy. Tatis is back healthy. That's already a good lineup. I like Bogarts at shortstop over Kim. I'm sorry, but I do. And I just think, man, it takes them to a whole nother realm. And they're a dangerous club. If I was in the National League, I'd be hoping the Padres don't get in the playoffs.
Yeah, and it looks like they're going to get in the playoffs. You know what, yeah. Harold? That's a good point. I wasn't going to bring this up today, but the shortstop thing. You sign a Bogarts. He signs a huge deal coming over from Boston. And we know, being on the other side of the bag for years and years at second base, those shortstops, they're the most talented defender on the field. Always have been, always will be. And they have egos too. And all of a sudden, you take a guy, it started with Tatis. You know, Tatis, upcoming, signs the huge deal, has a little hiccup, has some problems, comes back with his tail between his legs, kind of apology when he got busted for the substance. And all of a sudden, he gets put in right field. And people didn't think, oh, he'll just go play right field. It's what's best for the team. Well, they don't take into consideration, this man's a shortstop. Right. And once again, shortstops have egos. And right field, he goes and plays a gold glove, but that isn't short. And he knows it. Now, all of a sudden, you bring Bogarts over, signed a huge deal from Boston. He's a star shortstop.
Which Tatis can handle that. Okay, you got Bogarts, no problem. Right.
And now Bogarts, they put at second base. And Bogarts going, well, wait a minute, I'll say the right thing because you just paid me $200+ million. But why am I? I'm a shortstop. You got Cronenworth, who I'll tell you what, is a really good second baseman. You just shift him over to first. Imagine if they said, Harold, you're doing a good job. And in your heyday, when you're winning gold gloves, why don't you go play first? Wait a minute. I'm a gold glove second baseman. Why don't you just move to first base? So I don't think in the past couple of years, people are taking that into account as much as they should. The mental effect it has. And when you mention the Bogarts move, I'm with you. I want a guy that I just paid $200+ million. I want him happy when he gets to the ballpark and happy the position he's playing. That makes a difference. And whether this isn't Little League where, just do what's best for the team. You've got to consider egos. You got to consider personalities when you make that lineup.
Well, and on top of that, he can make all the plays. Yeah. That was not the problem. You know, he makes the plays. In this day and age of advanced analytics, and you're saying you're putting guys where the ball should be hit even greater than back in yesteryear, then Bogarts catches the ball. So I didn't get that move. I think it allows you a little bit more. You know, Jackson Merrill, he's playing center field. He was a shortstop coming up. He was the next guy. So they've made some moves, but I do think all said and done, we're talking about three players, Tatis, Merrill, and Bogarts, who are all major league caliber shortstops that are athletic enough to play different places. That's all you need to know about the Padres is that is an athletic team, man.
Yeah.
And Manny Machado was a shortstop.
Yeah, Manny could play anywhere.